It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
November 16th. 1904, John Ambrose Fleming invents the vacuum tube, otherwise known as the thermionic valve. That valve consists of a carbon or tungsten filament lamp with a metal plate insulated from a filament and a wire through the glass wall of the bulb to a third terminal outside. In 1962, the IBM Data Processing Division announces the IBM 1062 Teller Terminal and the IBM 7710 Data Communication Unit. In 1965, the Soviet Union launches the Venera 3 space probe on a mission to land on the surface of Venus. In 1973, NASA launches the Skylab 4 with a crew of three astronauts from Cape Canaveral on an 84-day mission that would remain the longest American space flight in over two decades. In 1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind is released to theaters, directed by Steven Spielberg and starring Richard Dreyfuss. It went to 272 United States theaters and had a budget of $20 million but grossed $5,379,460. It was rated PG and ran for 2 hours 17 minutes. In 1984, USA Today launches one of the earliest electronic news syndication services, USA Today Update, for business news summaries around Data Times, Genie, Minitel, Thesaurus, and Trintex, among others. In 1992, Comdex featured about 2,000 companies and booths, around 145,000 people that attended. AMD, at that time, demonstrated its 50 megahertz 8486 processor. IBM demonstrates its 100 megahertz Blue Lightning 486 processor. Trident announces the Storm graphics accelerator chips for ISA, MCA, or VL bus graphics cards. And Microsoft releases version 1.0 of the Microsoft Access database program for Windows, $99. In 1998, 3DFX Interactive unveils the Voodoo 3 chipset, and iOmega announces the Zip 250 drive, which features an external SCSI or parallel port connection that can read and write both 100 megabyte and 250 megabyte cartridges. $199 for the drive, and $17 for the 250 megabyte cartridges. Also in 1992, AMD releases the AMD K6-2 processor, speeds of 366, 380, and 400 megahertz. They had bus speeds of 66 to 100 megahertz, and they went from $187 to $283. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. 8 years ago, I decided to pursue my passion and get into a new line of work in podcasting. It's been a long and educational path. Many things you have to think about when you're your own boss. One thing I don't think about nowadays, my backup strategies. I have many, on-site backup and off-site backup. The most important information definitely gets stored off-site. This is stuff that could completely flatline my business. For my off-site work, I use Carbonite.com. They have the tools so I can not only back up the important files, but also allow me to see them whenever I need to, via tablet, via smartphone, or even the computer. Photos, documents, videos, and more, all with secure servers that are even HIPAA-compliant for those healthcare professionals who work for themselves. Unlimited backup, access from anywhere, and all my files are encrypted before stored. That can allow me to pursue my passions such as Catalog and Podcast, the Day in Tech History Podcast. So check it out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite. And for $269.99 a year for your small business, you can be protected. If you just need to back up your home computer, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree and start backing up for only $59.99 a year. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, ICANN selects 7 new top-level domain names, the .arrow, .biz, .coop, .info, .museum, .name, and .pro top-level domains. Also in 2000, Yahoo launched Yahoo Canada in French. 2001, Los Angeles, California, U.S. Custom Agents seize $100 million in pirated computer software. It was the largest seizure in U.S. history as part of Operation White Horse. 2002, Bandai releases the Swan Crystal handheld game console, which featured a 3072 MHz 16-bit NEC V30MZ clone, 64 kilobytes of VRAM, a 2.8-inch diagonal TFT reflective LCD screen, and came in one of 4 colors. 2005, Aurora Spark releases build 2.0 beta 2 of the Aurora Spark Linux operating system. The European Space Agency launched 2 commercial satellites using the Ariane 5 ECA rocket, which achieved the 10th successful launch in a row for the Ariane 5 series. And the United States government had won its fight to keep supervisory authority over the internet through its contractor, ICANN, despite opposition from many nations. 2008, Adobe launches a 64-bit version of Flash for Linux workstations. And in 2010, Apple announced the Beatles library would be available on iTunes. Tracks would cost $1.29, albums would cost $12.99, and double albums would be $19.99. The special Beatles box set was also available for $149 on iTunes. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.